The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Larry London is here as well. He is host of Border Crossings on VOA. And Larry, we're coming toward the end of the year, so we both figured that over the next couple of weeks or so, we'll pick some really big stories.
Yes, 2019.
And one is going to be one of the top artists in the world right now.
Yes, the top streaming artist of the decade, tied with Drake. They both had about 28 billion streams. This is an age where the internet and buying music, downloading music is huge. Of course, technology allows that now. So Ed Sheeran at 28 billion streams. And he also was just named the artist with the most streamed song of the decade. So that's the song we're going to listen to today. And the number of streams for that song is 2.3 billion streams. And the song is called Shape of You.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. My friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow.
This guy's done okay for himself.
Yeah, he has. He's taking a year off now and kind of trying to lay low. He did that a few years ago when he went off social media and he said, I'm going to go a whole year without using my cell phone. I'm going to ditch the cell phone. He's kind of taken that path again. However, that hasn't stopped Ed Sheeran from topping the news once again. The BBC has just declared he's the UK's artist of the decade. So congratulations to Ed Sheeran on that huge, massive honor. That's a lot of music over 10 years' time.
He doesn't seem to be the image of the music or rock star that we normally see.
That's true. He's very unpretentious. He's not flamboyant. He's not glamorous. He's not in your face. He's very low-key. In fact, when he's on tour, it's just him and his mix pedal device. He doesn't have a band. Who would think, he's even said this himself, that he could sell out Wembley Arena, 80,000 tickets, two nights in a row, and all it is just him and his guitar, and that's it.
Takes a lot off the bottom line for him, though, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And it's interesting you mention that, Ira, because he has been named the highest grossing tour act of the year.
He has no band.
His Divide tour brought in $432 million. Grossing, that number is huge, mega huge, $432 million in ticket sales to see the Divide Tour.
Well, next week we're going to explore another angle of a year-end report, and I hope you stay with us. Larry London is host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. We're both in Washington. Join us again next week.
That was a program from the Voice of America.